You're listening to a 3CR podcast created in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
We're putting up new buildings, we're knocking down the old. We're working in the summer heat and in the winter cold. And the labour power we sell, me boys, for a hard-earned weekly pay produces mighty profits for the greedy MBA. And whether we were born here or born in Italy, in Greece, in Spain or Ireland, in England or Fiji, we all of us are workers, united we must stand, until the wealthy bludgers have been driven from our land. We faced deregistration, it backfired in the face. We're not fooled by arbitration, we won't stay in our place. We hit the bosses hard and fast to win and keep our gains, and break a couple of concrete pours to back our log of claims. So keep your powder dry and hold your head up high. It's class to class and face to face, our limit is the sky. We've got a fighting history and we never will be cowed. Our builder's labour is a name to make a man feel proud.
And we're not going straight to it. Geez, what's going on here? It's live. 9:32 on Sunday morning. We're having trouble already because our mates reckons we're running late and don't know what we're doing.
Here we go.
There it was. Are we on?
We're on.
Jeez. Bad start. Anyway, here we are live. Grand final morning. The Lions have done the business, knocked off the Cats. It'll be a very, very sleepy day down there at Sleepy Hollow in Geelong.
Down at the Cattery.
They've asked everyone to go down there.
Buzzer down there, he'd be just about on suicide watch, my old mate Buzzer. But anyway,
we've sent the wellness officer down to Geelong to check out Catman, make sure he's all good.
Good old Catman, jeez.
Yeah, and
we forgot to say bright-eyed and bushy-tail.
Yeah, I know. Well, anyway, we've been thrown off by the...
I think the problem is we didn't have a big drink yesterday, so we're really balls on our own.
And we can't start again because it's live anyway. But yeah, anyway,
we're live.
Disaster. So anyway, it was a not a great game, but it was a great result, we think, don't we? All your prima donnas down there, you know, your mate Bailey was strutting around, take me photo, and a few
he
other.
He ruined my multi.
He's bad for the club. He's bad for
He ruined my multi. I needed one more disposal from him, and he ruined my multi.
Gore missing Dangerfield. Everyone's a bit worried about
Dangerfield. Played his one good game.
He broke Jez's arm.
He can't seem to do nothing then.
But how was his Jez's rundown tackle with one arm holding the ball?
I reckon best on ground was Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg was awesome.
I reckon he was great.
Good old Snoop.
Yeah. He had special edition Snoop Dogg t-shirts and footy jumpers for sale too.
Did you see the Snoop Dogg personator getting around Melbourne? Getting all these free
making more money than all of us.
Mate, this was his time to shine. He's been waiting for years for this year.
Mate,
You got a bloke dressed like Snoop Dogg on? How you going, mate?
Just getting in everywhere.
I tell you what. What about when he had a kick during the week?
Yeah, snap from the boundary.
He done well.
Yeah, one kick and snap from the boundary about 40 metres out. Bloke's a legend.
I tell you what.
The post, mate.
The Esplanade looked like it was cracking in St Kilda when he was playing down there. That looked awesome.
Was it even him, though? I'm sure it wasn't the impersonator.
Nah, it was him.
That was for free, too.
Yeah. Secret gig. And he did somewhere else. He played the Wi-Fi bar or something.
Somewhere else. He went up to Sydney last night, did something like that.
Yeah, so...
I hear he was due to go play down in the Cattery.
That's not going to happen.
That's a big nah. It's a hard pass.
What about next Sunday? We got the mighty Melbourne Storm in the grand final again. We don't know who we're playing.
Maybe
yet.
We should do a road trip up to Sydney.
Oh yeah, that'd be alright.
Team bonding
up the Snake and Kidneys.
Live from Sydney. Live.
I think we've done enough, haven't we? We give them enough.
Have you ever done enough? That's the real thing.
Yeah, that's right. All right, I'll tell you what we haven't done enough of, and we'll drag it down a bit. That's Georgie Despard's funeral tomorrow, so just make sure everyone's got
the details.
Where we're going. So it's Monday, 29th of September, 10 a.m. at St Ignatius Church,
Richmond.
In Church Street, Richmond.
Church Street, Richmond, putting you right off.
I'm
going to the church.
I'm struggling. I can't hear anything. Oh, mate, I can't. Are we on?
We can hear you.
Are we live?
All right. So we'll make sure if you know George, you know the details, get there, give him a decent send off. And we've also got a few of his books, you know, his Bloody Brick Walls, poems by Georgie Despard. So, if you're there, man, you want to get a copy of it, come and see us after the funeral. We've got a few printed up, and we're going to do a poem later. One of his, the punter said, we've got a bit of that going on this morning too. Jeez.
After that weekend.
With a bad one Friday night.
I tell you what, had a shocker Friday.
But anyway, one thing doesn't change. Life goes on, and the change of tickets come up, and we're killing them again.
Oh, I tell you what, mate, God love our membership. I think we ended up with 35,600 members for the term, which, mate, that's a massive effort. You know, any other union that's been under siege like we have, we're under administration, everything doing, getting looked at, every article in the media saying how bad we are, and our members are welded on, and they understand, you know, we are about wages and conditions. You're and right. Looking after workers' rights. So obviously it was a massive thing to get that many members back, and we're a bit disappointed really, because we wanted to hit that
36,000.
36,
which
but
we still could do.
We might still get it.
Well, we're not as that disappointed as you, mate. You're 35 and a half, you know. Like,
no,
we're
36. We wanted 36.
We wanted aim for something. We wanted 36. So, obviously, change the term on Wednesday. So, get your ticket if you haven't.
Happy gang.
get your ticket changed on, you know, Wednesday. Change the term. You know, get out there. The shoppy should be doing their ticket checks and all that on the job. You know. And let's try and hit it this time around.
Yeah. That's and I hope job. Everyone took
change your ticket.
Well,
what are you doing, mate? You're trying to take over or something, mate? Like, you
probably
know.
Should.
Yeah. Oh,
geez, last time you said that, you stormed there.
But it is pretty good to see.
Was it the same spot? Yeah.
Record membership while under the biggest of the biggest attacks we've ever been under.
Yeah,
and record return last time. So, and I think we've already got. I think in the office they were saying, I think we've already got 8,000 members already renewed their ticket before the change of ticket.
Yeah,
if that doesn't tell the administrator that we're doing something right, what does?
Yeah, exactly right.
Well, it doesn't tell, you know, it doesn't tell the world how good we're doing, you know what I mean, how good our members are.
When you listen to all these news stories about how bad the CFM are and how they treat their members and all that there, when you really look at it, those stories are just to disencourage people from actually rejoining and doing that there. But as Campbell said, mate, you know, it pays to be in the gang,
not
you know what I mean?
All the perks you get, the travel insurance, with your Inco Link, the accidental dental, the ambulance cover.
Yep.
Picnic day, we make sure
that you're getting your travel super insurance. Paid. Yeah.
Yep, and all your compliances and stuff like that. They're the big thing at the end of the road, you know what I mean? If you're getting ripped off on your super today, it could be tenfold, twentyfold by
not
the end of the
not to mention your long service, you know what I mean?
And apparently if you lose your sunglasses, you get them replaced. Remember that carry on up at Port
Douglas?
Oh,
God. I don't reckon you lost
them.
I don't reckon you did either.
Throw the towel in.
That nearly ruined the whole trip.
I was sick hearing about the glasses. It was almost as big as the toe.
Who goes around?
All we've heard all week about is
with $300 sunglasses on anyway, you know? Yeah.
Big spender does.
I'll tell you what, too. Just, you know, it is Melbourne show. I had a look during the week. I was thinking about going down. It was a 100 Melbourne show. $100 to get in the Melbourne show. You go the picnic day. It's
free.
Free. You know what I mean? Same route. And a free feed, like you said.
No wood chopping.
We're going to arrange that, can't we?
We can.
But like, how long will it be before the Melbourne show isn't it's not a family day anymore. So it's not
how
affordable.
How many families can afford that?
Yeah. And that's all paying for rides or the show bags or food or anything of that.
Talk about show bags. Oh, we're getting up the next. That's all right. No. Righto. Now, branch meeting. Good turnout, Frankie boy.
Yeah, it was a good turnout. Three trees this week. Yeah, branch meeting on Wednesday night there at the office. Yeah, it was a good turnout. We had Zach give a very, very well, to be fair, he did the whole financial report. He said that many numbers. I was ready to, I didn't know where it was coming or going.
As long as we're in front, that's all.
Yeah, that's the main thing. No, well, it's exactly. Look, I mean,
just the last figure. They only worry about the last
exactly
figure.
Exactly right. Yeah, we sit and talk about all these figures and that there, but the main thing is you can say all this here, like on paper, like all these CEOs do, but how many of them sit and explain to their members exactly where their money's going and how it's being spent and all that there? And just obviously the media bias out there, just using it as another tool to come after us. I must also start with saying at the branch meeting, we did a minute's silence with Georgie Despard as well, and the old Warren himself got up and gave a lovely tribute to him, you know what I mean, which was well received by the members and all that there. And Zach got up and read out one of his poems as well, which was good to hear. Yeah. And then obviously then he just got into the business, you know what I mean, talking about financial report. He did touch on the health and wellbeing centre, about how we're hoping to open that within the next month or so. There's a few things going on there, obviously getting tightened up. Obviously, defect stage and all that.
Capital,
there.
We're waiting for capital to finish.
I've got to turn the water on, might be a start.
Yeah, and he just went through all, you know, obviously the stuff of the AWU, CPB.
The sign on the roof.
And all that there. The AWU and CPB and all in the northeast, like that there, with all the bit of the scandal happening down there, pushing on, obviously, into McQuaid's report where he touched on what the plans is going forward, and maybe it's about time we start pushing more of their bad stories into the media. I'm trying to push out our story to show what we're doing to protect our members and that there in those jobs where they're being absolutely underrepresented.
We don't look stupid at their level and giving everyone 100%, mate.
What the reality of it is, we're a boots on the ground union our members see us act. They don't have to hear about us in the news as if, oh, no, oh, the safe immunity. We're on the jobs educating our members, and this is what they hate, reality of it is. But end of the day, it was a really good meeting. It was well received. There was a lot of questions. To me, that's a good meeting if people are asking questions. So there was a lot of questions asked to Zach about the financial reports and all that other stuff and everything else. And that's the forum for you to come and ask your questions, you know what I mean? We have branch meetings every month to you know, so you can have your form. Come and talk to us. Ask us what you want. You know what I mean? And you got the hierarchy there who'll answer your questions.
And it's good to see you got passionate rank and file members showing their after work in their own time. Yep. And, you know, they deserve to ask the questions. It's good to get the message out as well. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And Zach committed to releasing the finances, which he did, which is up online as well. And he's going to continue to do that, he said. So, you know, that's what we want, you know.
So if you're on site and you're asking your shoppy questions, and look, you know, not everybody has the answers, but that is the place to come and get your answers of any of the questions that you think you might have. You know what I mean? So, yeah, all in all, it was a pretty good meeting.
All in all?
All in all.
All right.
Cheered by Perky was pretty good.
Talking about all in all, we're going to play a track. We're going because we reckon Snoop Dogg was best on ground yesterday.
Yeah.
It was a funny old game, one of two halves. It was a pretty tight game in the first half. It wasn't great football. In the second half, it was just an absolute annihilation. And Snoop Dogg in the middle, which he's done. What did he come up with, Campo?
Gin and juice.
Sipping and
with so much drama in the LBC, it's kinda hard being Snoop D-O-double-G. But I, somehow, some way, keep coming up with funky ass shit like every single day. May I kick a little something for the G's and make a few wins as I breeze through. 2 in the morning and the party still jumping cause my mama ain't home. I got bitches in the living room getting it on and they ain't leaving till 6 in the morning. So what you wanna do? Shit, I got a pocket full of rubbers and my homeboys do too.
So turn off the lights and close the door. But
for what?
We don't let them hoes.
Yeah.
So we gon' smoke an ounce to this. G's up, hoes down.
Wow.
Geez, what happened there? That was pretty sudden.
Pretty erupt.
Geez, we're gonna breath test you. I think you've been out on the turps.
Been on the gin and juice.
We're gonna wee in a bottle later, right? All right, now.
Drinking the hand sanitizer.
We're gonna go back to Georgie Boy. We're gonna read out one of his poems. We've gone through his poems. Just the title's hilarious, but we relate to nearly every poem he's got in this. So this one's The Punter Said. Gore, strike me dead, a bob of the head, and now a protest, the punter said. He clutched his ticket in his hand, the heart was going like a German band. He yelled, his voice was hoarse, his immediate future bet on a horse. He could see it before him, very plain, would he walk home in the pouring rain? She was a good little mare, she just got up by the bob of the head. And now a protest, God strike me dead, 20 to 1 she'll pay if she's won. Hope she gets up. I've bet a ton. Protest dismissed, you bloody beauty. I think I'll get pissed. And that's another one by Georgia. Probably didn't do it any credit. But anyway, we love his poems, and it's just about life and all that. And some of the titles I love, Having a Bet, Rob Fenwick One No Doubt, you know, all things that happened back in the old days, Great Uncle Harry, Father's Memories. A lot of names. Billy Kenny, in memory of Billy Kenny, he was an old BL, used to parachute into the picnics. It's just great history. Builders Labouring, Gold Past. I remember the Gold Past. Bloody Trenches, Digging Trenches. So it's just fantastic. So look, we'll be giving him a great send off tomorrow. And as I said, if you're after one of his poetry books, come and see us after the funeral. We might have a couple of spare ones there. All right, what do you think about all that, boys?
Yeah, you've done well, mate. Well done. It was flawlessly read.
It was shocking, wasn't it? You're next week, right?
I reckon, please. I'm going to get you doing the Melbourne Cup the way you're speaking, mate.
You reckon, mate?
I'll tell you what, talking about punting, though, I'll tell you what, did no good this weekend.
Friday burned a lot of...
Home rule let me down.
Burned a lot of season punters on Friday night, I'll tell you that.
I don't know anyone that won Friday night.
The bookies.
Carpenters,
yes.
Barra,
we've been going the woodpecker. The Carpenters. We're getting through them bit by bit.
You told me to wrap you up, right? But you know, you're pretty good at doing that yourself, so I'll let you do it, mate, all right?
Cranmore, he's been sort of ducking and weaving a bit, hasn't he, lately?
Fuck
yeah. Yeah, so
but
he was in the sheds Wednesday or Thursday, and he's coming in the office this Wednesday to sort out all his, fix up all his sins and work out his back pay and all the stuff going with it. So we had him in the sheds. We've had Castle in the sheds for a while. They had the back pay 110,000, so that they did that over 3 pay slips. The next one will be their last, and all the blokes will be fixed up then. And Fab X, they were in the sheds on Hutchies doing the same thing, paying single time instead of double time, and it's all coming out now. So we're getting through them bit by bit, and we're not going to stop until they're all signed up and everyone's getting their right whack. We don't want to lose the carpentry sector to all ABN and everything, you
good
know,
on you,
and
the facade. Because it's all good, right, to see they've got no one to run through now, the fact that you're just pulling them all in, like,
well done, brother. If we work together, it's actually been, hasn't been that hard.
100%. Exactly. It's actually just doing your job. Well
good
done,
shorts,
mate. That's what
the
it's
shorts.
What's required.
And if anyone is coming onto the job now without an EBA, they shouldn't be on the job.
100%.
That's it.
Teamwork,
so check their
makes
agreement.
A dream work.
Well, they shouldn't be coming on the job.
That's right. That's what I'm saying.
All this
put them in the shed.
Name
ring
dropping
your organizer.
People's names and all this here.
One at a time, boys.
No good.
Yep.
Right,
exactly right.
Wellness Center. Now, we've copped a fair bit of shit about that lately in the paper and all that, but look, it's I think it's just about ready to finish the few minor defects and a sign on top.
There's
the hold up
shit
there.
They said
the
luxury gym. The gym is for people that go on through rehab and all that. It's to help people get back to work.
It's
not just our personal gym.
Yeah.
And the sauna and all
sauna
that.
And
we actually are not even allowed in there.
We're not. Our fobs don't work
they
in
don't,
there.
They don't let us in there.
Yeah.
So... And there's also a thing, a hold up with the water mains were never connected, which has nothing to do with the builder or anything. It's the outside maintenance.
We'll blame Capital anyway.
Yeah, 100%. Them and Rob Carr can't connect water to the building. You joking me?
Exactly.
So stand by.
That's why they're digging the roads up now.
Code of conduct.
Oh, yeah. During the week, we've started bringing all the stewards in for code of conduct. It's a you know, we've talked about it for a while. It was getting put in place when the old exec was there. You know, just you got to sign on and say this is what you're going to live up to, standards of the union and all that, which has been pretty good. I know we had Kremer in, we've had ADCO in, I think we've had the Ironside boys in as well. I think Wattpack's coming in Tuesday, and I think we're going through every builder as a group and going through all the shoppies and, you know, just putting down what we think is the standard of what you should be doing. You know what I mean?
100%. And while they're signing it, Zach is citing it to make sure everyone's signed
executive.
It.
He actually takes them through every point, reads through every point and says, this is what it is. Does everyone understand? Anyone got any questions on that? Which, you know, that's getting back to just
make the stewards more accountable.
And the reality of it is, like you said, yeah, more accountable. And if they're not doing their job, they're gone.
See you later.
Well, that's the whole point. They're not there for a fancy job or anyone like with the papers. Make it the way we do. We're there to do our job. Make sure the compliance is done. Make sure the members get their wages and conditions. Safety is at a higher standard. You know what I mean?
Make sure a ticketed member does every job on the job.
Yeah. So that's them on notice too. So.
Yes.
So we're going all right.
We're doing well.
All right. What else we got, boys? Anything else you want to mention on the grand final before we get the scallywags and sookie lalas and all that sort of shit shirtless?
Yeah.
What about the United Nations? You've got to give out the old Israelis.
March out. What about that goose?
What about America? It wasn't Trump. He was going a bit goosey, you know, about someone sabotaged the show.
The escalator.
I laugh at all this stuff. They're saying, oh, you know,
climate warming's fake.
Israel, the Americans are all for Israel and all this here. But see, in Israel, you get free healthcare, free education, all this stuff that the Americans don't get, and their taxpayer dollars go to Israel.
Yeah, funding $300 million a year.
They're helping pay for them. It's a good free education and healthcare.
What about
they don't believe it in America?
Scallywags.
He's back.
Scallywags. You'd have to say the Geelong supporters, they'd be a bit scallywag at the moment.
Mr. Cat.
They'd be out of the sookie la la.
Wrong field.
Scallywag.
Billy Smith's a scallywag. He ruined my Maldi.
I tell you what, I reckon Lockie Neal's a bit of a scallywag, telling everyone he's injured to come back like Farlap. Just floating it out there. Obviously, you got to say Israel.
Israel. Scallywag.
If anyone
dogs.
Deserves it, they deserve it.
Yep.
Israel, yeah. Is that all we got?
Benjamin Netanyahu. Scallywag.
North East Link. They've had a couple of rolls. The crane rollover at North East Link.
North East Link, yes.
CPB, Spark, Rebuild.
John Holland.
South Australia.
Yeah. John Holland, South Australia.
Doing a deal with the AWU.
Good old Johnny Holland.
Sold out all the other unions.
No shock horror there, though.
CPB.
They actually had the government.
I'd love to say I'm surprised. I'm not, though.
No, there's no shock.
Webuild. You put Webuild in there too.
Sookie Lala.
Gotta go to the cats.
Buzzer was sooking a bit on Facebook last night.
Was he?
Catman's a bit broken.
What about Catman?
Catman's a sovereign citizen.
He's got a sovereign citizen. He's demanded. What's he demanded? He reckons it's all up for gigs.
He wants to, like, because they had a second chance, he wants another game because they were robbed. You support that. Have you got
I think he's had too many chemicals on his face.
He's not well. The old Catman is not well.
Face paint.
A bit of lead paint.
So.
All right, Scallywag. I can't say his name from Israel. What's his name?
Benjamin Netanyahu.
Netanyahu, yeah. I'm going him.
Yeah, we'll go that.
Murderous.
Sookie Lala. Now, I was talking to Buzzy. He looked like he was very level-headed, but I'm thinking he could have run off the rails after all.
A little bit.
Stories back then, he was a little bit, you know, just...
The old social media gets the best of everyone when they've had a little sip.
He wasn't drinking with Catman, was he?
He does look pretty similar. Could he be Catman in disguise? Could he be putting the paint on? We don't know.
All right, we'll go, as I said, Scully, we're going. Who are we going for?
The Cats.
Buzzer.
Nah.
Scallywag. Pay attention.
You're hopeless,
mate. Scallywag. Sorry. Benjamin Netanyahu. I was going to say, he never looks to me to say anything.
Normally don't shut up.
The rails have come off. We're going
on. Tell
you what, it'll be spelled for you soon. Let us down there.
Live shows put us all in panic mode.
It has. And Sookie Lala, we're just going to go the Cats.
Three trees have been sooking about that multi. Jesus.
I think Sparrow might be.
Sparrow should get an award for turning up today. Yeah, I wouldn't have turned up today.
You've just done it, Sparrow. You are the sook. Yeah, you do. Yeah, he did go to Crowby, didn't he?
He went there.
All right, and Before we go, we'll just repeat Georgie Despard's funeral again tomorrow. The bloke deserves a great send-off because he's a great bloke, great trade unionist, great builder, and just what I love more than anything, a builder's labourer. A down-to-earth builder's labourer, and there's not many of them left, and he's one of them. It was one of them. And we, out of respect, Monday the 29th of September, 10 a.m, St. Ignatius Church in Church Street, Richmond, 10 a.m, and we'll see you there. So we'll go out the same old way, dare the struggle.
Dare the win.
If you don't fight,
you lose.
It's good morning for the gang, and we're going out with...
Angry Innocent, Bound for Glory after the old Waverley Grand Final Batman breakdown.
What's that, mate?
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.